It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for August 3rd of 2026. We are one day away from Michigan's primary, and we're one day away from realizing what the corporate Democratic Party establishment will do going forward. Will they acknowledge the political reality that working-class Michiganders want progressive, working-class, populist fighters who will stick up not only for their interest, but who will also fight back against the Trump MAGA fascism that's been allowed to rule for the last decade? Will the corporate establishment realize the working class is fed up with the way the machine is run both in D.C. and Lansing, where the privileged corporate and political class walk between the raindrops, while the working class continues to be unable to afford medical bills, homes, college education, education in general, food and groceries, and also gas? Will the corporate establishment realize the working class is fed up with supposed Democratic governors promising that they'd fight like hell for them, only to watch these governors attend ribbon-cutting ceremonies with OpenAI's Sam Altman and other big tech bros for huge AI data centers where the residents feel powerless to stop them? Will the corporate establishment realize the working class is fed up with how DTE and Consumers Energy essentially sends corporate PAC money to members of both parties in Lansing and D.C.? Will the corporate establishment realize that the working class is fed up being told that we can't have Medicare for all, we can't lower housing prices, we can't control billionaire tech bros, we can't stop the Iran war, we can't stop the ICE Gestapo from terrorizing American streets, but we can only contain them, that we can't do anything to stop Trump, that we can't do anything for childcare, that we can't do anything to stop MAGA Republicans, that we can't stop fascism, that we can't stop billions of dollars going to help a corrupt and genocidal Israeli government, that we can't stop the erasure of marginalized Americans, that we can't allow working class Americans to have a decent minimum wage, and that we can't hold the corporate and political elite responsible for being part of a child sex ring around the entire world? Will the corporate establishment acknowledge and accept the political reality that the working class is onto their cynical game, a game that's played merely to keep their power within the Democratic Party rather than ever truly helping the working class? I ask these questions heading into Tuesday's primary in Michigan because, judging from the various statements and demands by several sacred cows within the corporate political class, they are not ready to accept that reality. For example, longtime Democratic strategist James Carville from the Clinton fame back in the 1990s made the pronouncement that if progressive populist podcaster Hassan Piker becomes a force in Democratic Party politics, he's out of the party. Again, Hassan Piker draws in a large younger audience. Remember, after the 2024 election, Democrats were trying to figure out how to get younger voters enthusiastic to vote for Democrats again. We have political idiot commentator Bill Maher saying that he'd rather vote for Sarah Palin than Democratic Socialists. Michigan Democratic Attorney General Dana Nessel announced that she won't be attending the state Democratic Party convention this year because she feels unwelcomed and safe. And that's because of the rise of anti-Semitism on the left. Nessel, who is a Jewish American, didn't talk about how this supposed anti-Semitic left also voted for a Jewish American in Ellie Savitt to be her Democratic successor in the Attorney General's race this year. The corporate political establishment refuses to acknowledge that the working class doesn't hate Jewish Americans, but the working class despises that American taxpayer money, our money, is being used to slaughter thousands and thousands and thousands of Palestinian women and children. The working class would rather that money stays here in America than spending it to fund a genocide. I know, crazy. And also, they don't want their money being spent on a war with Iran that Israel's been pushing for decades, but finally it came to a fruition this year with Dear Leader Trump in office. The Democratic Party is wallowing in the polls as it is now at its lowest approval rating in decades. Working-class Michiganders despise Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer trying to steer this election by backing Haley Stevens. And that also goes for Gretchen Whitmer, Senator Gary Peters, former Senator Debbie Stabenow, and all the other corporate establishment backers of Stevens. So on Tuesday, While the Senate race between the working-class progressive Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed and Miss AIPAC Congresswoman Haley Stevens will for sure take up a lot of the energy, we can't forget about the other progressive challengers hoping to break through in various House, State House, State Senate, and mayoral races if just a few of them win. Because, we're going to be honest here, not every progressive will win tomorrow, but if a few of those candidates defeat the party establishment picks, those victories will serve as an example of a working class that is in a populist mood. Will the corporate establishment Democrats accept that reality come Tuesday night? Or will they take their ball and run towards the MAGA Republican Party? It's a serious question, everyone. Leftoflansing at gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.